From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's administration is starting to take shape. He announced Sunday that Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus will be his new chief of staff. He also named media executive Steve Bannon as his chief strategist and counselor. In his first television interview since winning the election, Trump had two words for those assaulting minorities with cries of white power: stop it. On the CBS television program 60 Minutes Sunday night, Trump said the crowd of people demonstrating against him don't know him. He said he would tell them not to be afraid and that a newly elected leader has to be given a little time. The British and French foreign ministers did not attend a special talks with their European Union counterparts Sunday to discuss how to deal with President-elect Trump. The ministers said they expect good relations, though, with the new American president. Miroslav Lajčák is the Slovak foreign affairs minister.
Obviously, we understand that there will be more America in this deal and more business-like approach, and therefore it should be also more Europe from our side. But no one has ever questioned the outcome of the election or our readiness and willingness to work with the new president and new administration.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called the emergency meeting. A strong aftershock rattled New Zealand Monday following Sunday's big earthquake. Two people were killed when the 7.8 magnitude quake hit 90 kilometers from Christchurch. Resident Tanya Allardyce rolled out the quake.
Everything started shaking, and then it got worse, and it just didn't stop. I don't like earthquakes at the best of times. So, yeah, it was quite frightening.
Thousands of New Zealanders along the coast fled their homes. This is VOA News.